sharp and clear. That's the absolute finest television set I ever did see.
Well, now, wait a minute. How do you know that's such a fine television set, Andy? You ain't even got the thing turned on.
Don't need to turn this set on to know it's made of famous. Just got to look at the nameplate. See what it says? CBS.
Oh, CBS, yeah. That makes the greatest. Sight unseen. Oh, CBS.
CBS Columbia, makers of America's most advanced radio and television receivers, present transcribed The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Amanda Randolph, Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amos Reese, Gus Bays, Lud Gluskin's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy! The Kingfish and his wife Sapphire and her mother planned on spending a month's vacation in Mama's cottage up in the country. The Kingfish has just been up to look the place over after the winter and has just returned with bad news.
What fish you say, George? They had a flood up where our cabin is?
Flood? I'll say there was. When I got there, the Coast Guard was draining out the cabin. They had a bilge pumped down the chimney.
Years ago, I spent my honeymoon up there.
Yeah, well, unless you was a romantic barracuda, ain't exactly ideal honeymoon spot no more.
Now, George, stop this fooling. Is there any dampness in the house?
Well, there was a little in the living room.
A little? How much?
About 10 feet. But the water done receded.
Well, is the floors dried out?
Now, that's hard to tell, honey. You see, when the flood receded, it receded the floor with it. That's what happened.
Well, we ain't got the money to fix it up. I guess we'll just have to give up any thought of a vacation right now.
You know, maybe we could rent it out to somebody.
Oh, don't be silly. Only a boob would want a place like that.
Then you shouldn't have no trouble. Takes one to know one.
Mom's right, George. You know, the thing we ought to do is put an ad in the newspaper. Come on, Mama. We'll go in and call him up.
Trying to rent that flooded cottage. This ain't gonna be easy. It would take a fish to live up there. Wait a minute, sir. I think I know who's just the big, fat, pooped-out porpoise to occupy that aquarium, too. Just keep walking, Anna. The cottage is just over this next knoll down in the little valley. Yeah. Lovely location, Anna. Situated right between Disappointment Knolls and Gutted Glen. A beautiful spot there.
Well, listen, Kingfish. I don't know why I should be taking a vacation this time of the year.
Oh, look, Anna. I worry about you. You spend the whole winter down here in the city breathing this obnoxious air?
Well, you mean the air up here is better?
Oh, certainly it is, Anna. In the city, the air is one part hydrogen and two parts carbon peroxide. There's only one way that you can get pure air in this, Andy. And I don't think you want to spend your vacation in no oxygen tent, do you?
Well, maybe you was right, Kingfish, but tell me something. Is the water in the lake down there been rising lately?
Rising? What make you say that?
Well, it sure looks to me like there was a flood up here.
Yeah, well, now, here we is, Andy, right here. Yeah, here we is. Boy, look at that. There is your dream cottage.
Yeah, I want to go. Wait a minute, Kingfish. Mm-hmm. If the water don't rise around here, how come the house is up in the air on 6-foot pylons?
Ventilation, Andy. Under the house, they got what you call a breezeway. Now, come on, Andy. Let's climb the steps here and take a look at your beautiful mansion, boy.
Yeah, well, okay.
Now, follow me across the porch, Andy. Watch the loose boards there. Here, Andy, I tell you, when you move in, Andy, that's funny. He was here a minute ago. Andy, Andy, where is you?
I was down here in the breezeway, Kingfish.
Wait a minute. This ain't no time to play games. Come on out of there. Here, give me a hand here. Yeah. Yeah, stand on that rock down there.
Okay, okay.
Come on. Up.
Yeah, all right.
All right, there you.
Yeah. Oh, holy mackerel, Kingfish. I went right through the porch.
Well, like any place, the boys need a little tightening up, you know. Come on, let's go in the door here. Door needs a little tightening too, don't it? Just step over the thing, Danny. Just leave it down the floor. Now, here we are. Look the living room over, Danny. See there? Nice new floors we put in here.
Well, listen, Kingfish, this is all just one big room. How you get five rooms out of this place?
Well, like all summer places, Andy, you just draw the curtain. Now, you see, you draw the curtain like this, and there you is. On this side of the curtain, you got a bedroom, and on the other side, you got a nice 8x4 living room.
That don't give me much of a living room. Suppose I want to have a big housewarming party. I got about 30 or 40 friends I'd like to have up. How's I going to entertain them all in that little bitty living room?
Well, you can stagger the guests. Do like to do at the airport. Have them circle around outside till you was ready for them to come in and make a landing at the punch bowl. That's
right. Yeah, well, all right. Tell me something. What is this curtain here?
Well, if you're having a dinner party, Andy, you just pull this across like this, you see. And there's your dining room.
But I don't know about this place, Kingfish, with the curtains and everything.
Now, look, Andy, I admit the thing needs a little fixing up. But you can have the place for the whole summer for just $200. What do you say, boy?
Well, that ain't bad.
Oh, great bargain there.
Okay, it's a deal, Kingfish. I'll take it.
Fine, Andy. Now, let's go back to the city and we'll sign the iron-bound contract there.
Yeah.
You go ahead, Andy, and we'll follow you on the porch. Yeah, I'll right behind you.
Yeah, okay, let's go. Say, Kingfish, I was going to Well, that's funny. I thought the Kingfish was following me. Hey, Kingfish. Kingfish, where is you?
Down here, Andy. Just stopped down to inspect the breezeway. Oh, me, what a break. I'm just glad I got that cottage rented to Andy. Let me get in the apartment here and tell Sapphire. Sapphire, home. Got some good news for you.
Well, I got wonderful news for you today, George. We got an answer to our ad, and I rented the cottage today to a Mr. Walter Jackson for $100. He's moving in there tonight.
Honey, wait a minute. This is a mess. I done rented the cottage to Andy, and he's moving in there late tonight.
Oh, you ain't, George. Oh, that's awful. Mr. Jackson is a very nervous man. He said as soon as he got there, he was going to go right to bed. Oh, I wonder what'll happen.
Well, I don't know, but I got an idea there's going to be more screaming and yelling up there than the time that Grandma was slapping the hogs and fell into the pig waller.
Hello there, this is Freeman Gosden. Tonight's Amos and Andy show is a little special because it marks the start of our second 6 months of sponsorship by CBS Columbia. And this is a good time to tell you about something my partner, Charles Carell, and I have talked about a number of times. And it is this. It's really a pleasure to be selling a top-notch product like CBS television sets. The CBS Columbia people build a truly fine television receiver, and we just come right out and tell you so without any ifs, ands, or buts. It makes us feel good to know that when you go down to your dealers and see the fine picture on a CBS set, when you hear the 360 full fidelity sound, and when you try CBS sweep tuning, you'll discover what we have said about CBS television sets is not exaggerated at all. These CBS sets are exceptional sets, and each one represents solid value. Of course, there's a mighty good reason for it. CBS Columbia is the set manufacturing division of the Columbia Broadcasting System, the greatest name in home entertainment.
Oh, me, it sure is dark in this cottage. Well, I got my nice shirt on here in the washing area. Too bad I fell down that breezeway and busted my kerosene lamp. Let me feel my way across the living room here. Kingfish must have pulled all the curtains. Ah, here we are. Here we are. Here's the bed. Yeah, let me sit down on the edge of it. Oh, me, is I tired. Yeah, I was really exhausted. How you like that? I really must be tired. I ain't asleep, but I am snoring already. Yeah, well, let me lay down. Pull the covers up around me here. Uh-oh. This is one of them short beds. My feet's just sticking out of the bottom. Yeah, there he is. There's my foot with the corn plaster on it. There's my foot with the busted toe. And there's my foot with the sock on it. Holy smoke. I must be tired than I thought I was. From here, it looks like I got 3 feet. I wonder what done... Yeah, and I'm snoring again, and I ain't asleep. Hey, wait a minute. There seems to be something here on the next pillow. Uh-oh, there's something wrong here, because I know I ain't got 2 heads. Oh, me. I must be so tired I have an hallucination. Well, I'm going to make the final test. I'm going to reach down here and pinch my foot with a sock on it. There.
Ouch!
Holy mackerel. I pinched my foot and the other head said out. I'm getting out of here.
Wait a minute. Who's here in this room?
Ain't nobody here, mister. You is all alone.
Wait a minute. Stop.
Out of my way. Help. Let me out of here. Help. Yeah, Amos, and that's the whole story.
Yeah, that was a terrible thing, Andy, finding another man in your bed.
Oh, yeah, it was a mess, Amos. He run out the back way, and I run out the front way.
Yeah, well, how did you get that bump on your head, Andy?
Oh, well, that. On the way out, I slipped on a dead fish and landed in the breezeway again.
You say that you ain't got no idea who this man was you found in bed.
No. When the kingfish rented me the place, he didn't say nothing about no other man.
I'm beginning to see here. You rented the place from the kingfish, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever stop to think that the kingfish might have rented this place to one other fella?
Well, now, why would the kingfish want to do that? After all, in the past, we has always been buddies. I mean, he never tried to gyp me to, he ain't never tried to pull no, holy mackerel, Amos, he's done it again.
You know, if I was you, I'd get hold of that kingfish right away and straighten this nonsense out, Andy.
Yeah, I'm going to call him up right away. Say, by the way, Amos, could any of your kids use a turtle? I found this in the pocket of my nightie when I got out of the breezeway.
Now take it easy, Andy. Ain't no sense in hollering me on the telephone. Yeah, well, the whole thing was a mistake. No, you can't have your money back. I'll work the thing out. Just give me time, Andy. Well, I know. All right. I'll call you back later. Goodbye. Oh, me, what a mess. I rent the place to Andy and Sapphire rented to Mr. Jackson. One of them has got to go. Well, if it ain't Algonquin, Jack Calhoun.
Now, hiya, Kingfish.
Yeah, come on in here. What brings you over here, Algonquin?
No, I was over making a political speech in the park.
Oh, making a political speech? Oh, making a speech, huh?
I'll say, I climbed up on my soapbox and made the greatest speech of my career. I stood on that soapbox and I said, ladies and gentlemen, I is for clean government. We must wash our hands of vice and corruption. The time has come to scrub away the stigma of bribery, to bathe ourselves in democracy and freedom.
Yeah, well, did you get many votes?
No, but I sure sold a lot of soap.
Well, I got a different problem, Gonkey. Look here.
Yeah.
I rented a vacation cottage up in the Catskill Mountains to Andy and my wife then rented it to a Mr. Jackson.
Yeah.
And last night, they both discovered each other up there in the place at the same time.
Uh-oh. That's a nasty business, Kingfish. A nasty business. Somebody got to go.
Well, now, I tell you what I want to do. I want to keep Andy up there because he's paying me $200.
Yeah.
He's a $200 man, but I want to unrent it from Jackson because he only paying me $100. See the idea that he paying me half
of it. Yeah, yeah. Well, the thing to do is to scare this fella Jackson out of there.
Yeah, scare him?
Yeah, you know, that's pretty wild country up there in the Catskills. You could make him think it's too dangerous to live up there. Tell him that there's some wild animals or something in the woods.
Ooh, that's a great idea, Calhoun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell him the animals. Yeah, I'll tell Andy the truth about this and get him to go up there and help me scare this fella Jackson out.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when it comes to your vacation, I hope you don't have no trouble like this, Calhoun.
Oh, I ain't gonna have no trouble. I does the same things every summer. Well, every Sunday I goes out to Coney Island and rides the biggest roller coaster they got.
Yeah, well, don't you get scared on that roller coaster, Calhoun.
Scared? Kingfish? When it goes down that first dip, I screams out loud. By the time it hits the bottom, I'm blubbering like a baby. When the ride is over, it takes 2 minutes to get me out the car. Oh, Kingfish, I is a whimpering, blubbering mess. I have to spend 3 days in bed before I was well enough to go back and ride that thing again on the next Sunday.
Holy smokes, Calhoun. If the roller coaster make you that sick, why do you keep going on it?
I got a free pass.
Oh!
The crowning glory of any TV set is its sound system. No matter how good a picture you get, you can't enjoy a show thoroughly unless the sound is sparkling clear. In the field of television sound, CBS sets stand alone with their famous 360 full-fidelity sound system. The very same system that has received worldwide acclaim in hi-fi phonographs. As you probably know, 360 sound uses two speakers. But let me point out that the number of speakers is by no means the whole story. In the CBS 360 system, these two speakers are specially matched and specially designed with deep cones and heavy voice coil magnets. They are powered by a specially designed amplifier that handles a wide range of sound without distortion. These speakers face in opposite directions so that sound reaches you from all around. The whole room plays. And here's something else that's mighty important. Not only does the 360 system sound better than anything else you've ever heard in television, but you'll be conscious of an improvement in picture quality, too. And that's not just a claim. It's a fact proved in a recent psychological test. For a new experience in TV, go on down to your dealers and see and hear a CBS television set. 21-inch models start at $149.95.
Well, Mr. Jackson, it was nice of you to phone me, and I'm awfully sorry to hear you had all this trouble.
Yes, Mrs. Stevens. I'm phoning you from the hardware store in the village near the cottage. After what happened last night, I came down here to the hardware store and bought myself a gun.
Well, I'm sure when my husband gets there tonight, he'll straighten the whole thing out.
Dark up here at Dismal Dell tonight, ain't it, Kingfish?
Well, now, Andy, here's the cottage. Now, listen to this. I go in and talk to Mrs. Jackson like I told you I was going to do. Mm-hmm. Now, you know what you're going to do to help me scare him away.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to hide in the bushes and pull this string with the rosin on it through this big tin can like this.
Yeah, good, Andy, good. Now, that really sound like a mountain lion, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, that really ought to scare him. Now, get over in the bushes there, and when I get in the cottage, and I's there for about 2-3 minutes,
yeah.
You make a noise like a mountain lion.
Yeah, well, say, tell me something. You sure we're doing the right thing here, Kingfish? Couldn't backfire nothing, could it?
Oh, of course not, Andy.
Yeah, well, I hope this string and can don't make no noise like a female mountain lion. Because if a male mountain lion heard the thing and come around, I sure hate to see his expression when he found out it was just a tin can.
Yeah. Well, never mind that, Andy. Now, tell you what, you get on over there in the woods, and I go in there now and talk to Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll be going over there. I'll see you.
Jackson got his lights turned on. He must be in, all right. I better knock on Tobias here. I don't want to go through that breezeway again. I shouldn't have too much trouble with this fella.
Yes? Yes, what is it?
Don't be alarmed, Mr. Jackson. I ain't no wild beast from out of the woods. I was only your landlord.
Oh, you must be Mr. Stevens. Won't you come in?
Just dropped in to see if you was comfortable up here in this lonely, desolate spot.
Well, I was telling your wife, I had quite an experience last night. Woke up in the middle of the night, and there was this man in my bed.
You don't mean to tell me. Well, you got a break anyway. At least you wasn't sharing the covers with a coyote or something like that.
It was a frightening experience.
Well, just being such a wild part of the woods, almost anything could happen, you see. Yeah, I tell you.
Good heavens, what was that?
That was just one of them man-eating ferocious mountain lions that scared me. Sounds like he's pretty hungry tonight, don't he?
You mean there are mountain lions up here?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the woods is full of them, I rented the place last year to a man and woman with 8 kids. And he took my advice and he counted them every morning before breakfast. The second week he started coming up shy. Of course I reduced the rent as the season wore on, you see. Sound like you're ready for a blue plate dinner tonight, don't it?
Well, I'm certainly glad I'm prepared for something like this.
Prepared?
Yes, after that little episode with that prowler last night, I went into town and bought myself a gun.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you tap up a gun.
Yes, a Remington. 30 caliber with a telescopic sight. I'll go and get it. I'll fix that mountain.
Yeah, well, while you're gone, I'll go out on the porch and see if I can scare the mountain lion away. Mountain lion, mountain lion. Shut up, you fool, and listen. Coming out here with a gun, 30 caliber Remington. Beat it, mountain lion, beat it.
I got my gun.
Well, it's too late, Mr. Jackson. He done gone off in the woods.
Wait a minute. I see it between the trees. Maybe I can get a shot.
Oh, you missed him. Something wrong, mister?
Well, I know I'm nervous, but I could have sworn that mountain lion had on a derby. Steven, I don't know what's going on here, but I'm moving out. I want my money back.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, mister, but you can move out if you want to, but I ain't giving you your money back.
Look, are you trying to jip me here?
No, I can't help it if you're scared and move it out on your own violation. You can't get no money back from me. What was that?
I was just cocking the gun here.
That was $100 even, wasn't it, mister? I got it.
George Stevens, I ain't gonna spend my vacation up there in Dismal Dell, and that's that.
Yeah, but we got her, honey. Mr. Jackson done moved out, and after the shooting end, they won't have no part of the place. He demanded his money back.
Well, I ain't going to no place that's liable to be flooded.
Now, look, Sapphire, look here. A couple of days of sunshine and the place will be as dry as toast. The rainy season's over. I guarantee you that. Ain't gonna rain no more.
Well, all right, George.
Oh, good. I guarantee you.
Yeah, but I hope you're right, because we ain't got no money to go no place else. Guess we'll just have to make the best of that cottage. But let me warn you, George. You know what dampness will do to Mama's lumbago.
Yeah.
And if anything happens to spoil this vacation, I'll never forgive you the rest of my life.
Well, good morning, Sapphire, darling. Your mama's still sleeping behind the other curtain there, so I brung your breakfast in to you. How'd you sleep your first night at good old Dismal Dell?
George, I was just looking out the window here. It's raining.
Oh, no, honey, just a little slight spring drizzle, we call it.
Now, look, George Stevens, you don't think there's going to be another flood, do you?
No, no, honey. You read in the newspaper the flood season is over. Oh, we was a good mile from the lake, and anyway, the house is on 6-foot piling. No water can come in here this time of year.
Well, all right, George. Oh, say, you forgot the coffee.
Yeah, I was waiting for the milk. I'll go out on the porch and see if it's come in here. Holy mackerel, Sapphire, look what's floating in the front door.
Hey, Andy, what is you doing to that poor old TV set, trying to wreck it?
No, sir, I is unwrecking it. I is creating the greatest contribution ever made to the ancient art of tuning in a TV set.
Yeah, well, that's nice, Andy. Tell me about it.
Well, you know the nuisancey way you always had to tune a TV set. All them twiddly little dials with the squinty little numbers. All that bending down and reaching round.
Yeah?
Boy, that's gone. With my new system, the channel numbers is big and easy reading. And they are spread out clean across the front of the set. And under the numbers, there's just this one handy little knob. Then, when you want to switch from channel 4 to channel 2, you just whoosh that knob across, and there you is.
Where is that?
You is locked in tune for good. That's where you is.
Well, Andy, there's just one thing about this invention of yours. It has already been invented by the CBS Columbia people. They calls it sweep tuning.
You mean to say that CBS Columbia has done beat me to the draw? They already got this quickest, handiest station selector ever invented?
They sure has. That's the sweep tuning everybody's been talking about. What's more, you can get sweep tuning in a 21-inch CBS TV set for only $149.95. Hey, where you going there, Andy?
Gotta get to my dealer before he's sold out of them CBS sweep tuning sets.
Yeah, wait a minute here. Take your old set along with you. Get yourself a real nice trade-in.
Well, folks, we'd like to say goodnight for our sponsors, CBS Columbia, manufacturers of America's most advanced radio and television receivers. Thank you and good night.
See you next Sunday.
Be sure to be with us at this same time next Sunday for the Amos and Andy Show, transcribed and directed by Cliff Howell. Tonight's program was brought to you by CBS Columbia, manufacturers of full-fidelity television receivers. And for a real treat in TV entertainment, tune in Life with Father, presented every week by CBS Columbia over the CBS Television Network. See your paper for time and station. Now stay tuned for Our Miss Brooks, which follows immediately over most of these same radio stations.